Our election road trip has landed in New York. We've traveled from upstate Troy, the former steel town, out to Long Island to dig a little in my roots and the Republican Party past. Right now, we're in Manhattan at the NPR studios ahead of tomorrow's primaries. Donald Trump heads upstate to Buffalo tonight. Ted Cruz is in Maryland ahead of that state's primary next week. Hillary Clinton is in Manhattan today. On Sunday, Bernie Sanders drew a record crowd of supporters in Brooklyn's Prospect Park. And over the weekend, both Clinton and Sanders came out in support of legislation allowing Americans to sue Saudi Arabia over a possible financial role in 9/11, a break with the Obama administration. In fact, I'm holding the Daily News, the paper here. The front page screams, "Hill and Byrne turn on bomb." That's Obama. His administration wants the bill scuttled. Here's Sanders on the Today Show this morning.
I think it's important to have a full investigation and an understanding of the role, the possible role of the Saudi government in 9/11. There was, as you know, some 28 pages that have not yet classified information that has not been released. We also asked for the release of that information. As you may know, the Saudi government has been a major proponent of Wahhabism, which is an extreme fundamentalist version of Islam, which is being taught all over the world. It is a very destructive religion.
So that debate is going on, as are the primaries. Let's bring in Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Rick, good to see you in person.
In person. It's so wonderful to see you in
nice
person.
Nice to see you. Start with the Democrats, because we've been hearing over the weekend, oh, the race is really tightening. What's happening?
Well, New York is a special place in the Democratic race because it is the home state of Bernie Sanders, where he was born and raised in Brooklyn, and of course the adopted home state of Hillary Clinton. It's also become the must-win state for both of them. Hillary Clinton just quieted the angst over her candidacy. For Bernie Sanders, if he wants to cut into that delicate lead, it has to happen right here. So we have seen signs of it tightening, although polls would suggest that Hillary Clinton in pretty firm control of this race. It would be a major upset if she was not able to win.
And has a lot to do with upstate. We'll talk more about that. I mean, people here are thrilled because it's not just that they're counting. There's a great distance between now and Wisconsin. So, and all this debate over the delegates, they're counting in so many ways, including they might be sending something of a native, you know, in some way, either a senator or homegrown, onto a candidate. So take a look at the Republican side.
Donald Trump, another hometown favorite on this one. And Donald Trump clearly relishing being home. It's come at a rough point in the election cycle. He's been on a losing streak. Ted Cruz picking up steam, picking up momentum. But the polls suggest here that Ted Cruz is likely to get wiped out. And it looks like a very big night for Donald Trump, which would put his candidacy back on track after a rough stretch and potentially start talking about getting that majority of delegates before the convention.
Well, how much would it put him on track? Let's talk hear from him for a second, because he's, of course, complaining, as he has been, about the delegate process, the fact that it's proportional and he might be getting the popular vote but not getting the delegates, the system that's been in place. He says, and again at a rally in Syracuse, it's not fair to the people who voted for him.
The system is a bad, bad system. And they got to do something about it. The Republican National Committee, they better get going, because I'll tell you what, you're going to have a rough July at that convention.
Now, he also went on to say afterwards that he hopes the convention doesn't become violent. But his critics say that's just another way of planting the word in people's minds, violence. What's going to happen with this debate over delegates?
Well, to paraphrase Ted Cruz, Donald Trump's spending more time whining than winning right now. And he is not trying to actually play by the rules that his campaign should have known about for a long time. If they're just shocked by them and surprised and outraged by them, it's a little late in the game for that. In the meantime, Ted Cruz has been picking up delegates in state like Wyoming over the weekend. An increasing number of his supporters are even going to the convention as Trump delegates. So Trump is losing on the ground. He has to hope to win at the ballot box. But I could see his supporters being fired up by this idea that the system is rigged, the fix is in, but it's not going to help him get a majority of delegates.
Well, and what does the party do? Because if they do anything to the rules, some side's going to be unhappy. And here's Ted Cruz talking about all this on Good Morning America.
In all likelihood, we're going to go into a contested convention, which means nobody has a majority. And I'll have a ton of delegates, he'll have a ton of delegates. And it's going to be a battle in Cleveland to see who can get to a majority. You can't get the nomination without earning a majority of the delegates elected by the people.
But what do you think Ted Cruz's chance is going to be here in New York?
Well, in New York, he's likely to walk away with very few delegates. There may be some pockets of congressional districts where he could maybe keep Donald Trump under 50%, pick up one or two or three. But this is not a favorable region of the country. You know, at that Good Morning America town hall, asked repeatedly about the New York values comment coming back to haunt him. He says he doesn't want those words back, but he might be reconsidering right now, given the trajectory of this campaign, the chance he had to stop Donald Trump that seems to be fading away right here in New York.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, the New York values, he said, I meant Manhattan and the liberals. And by the way, a lot of people in New York,
including Republicans, will agree with that.
Yeah, we'll cheer that. But let's just take a few minutes on the Democrats. Bernie Sanders on the Today Show this morning, responding to host Savannah Guthrie, who asked Sanders if his attacks on Hillary Clinton weren't essentially the same as Donald Trump. Donald Trump's been calling Clinton crooked Hillary.
It's an ugly statement. What I have said is, regarding Secretary Clinton, what I have said is we have a corrupt campaign finance system in which billionaires
and
the wealthy.
She's gone further. You have said that she accepts this money from Wall Street or from big banks or from fossil fuels, and that affects her judgment.
Yeah. Well, of course it does. Why do you think?
Well, wouldn't
why
that
do
be
you
crooked?
Think, no. In that case, the entire United States government is crooked.
Never Klein, again, ABC News. We're talking to a lot of people on the street here in New York, a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters who support everything he's saying about Hillary Clinton's ties to Wall Street, but a lot of Clinton supporters taking almost personal offense at their senator, who they've supported and have felt has supported them, especially post 9/11. You know, being talked about this way.
It is a strong insinuation to draw a line between contributions and paid speeches through official actions. And Hillary Clinton, you can tell, is beginning to resent it more and more, her supporters as well. It does suggest an inherent corruption. And Bernie Sanders will come back and say, well, it's the system. But we are talking about a race between two individuals that has gotten noticeably sharper. The arguments have crystallized that debate last week in Brooklyn, probably the sharpest yet among the Democrats. And it suggests that they'll be going to have this argument all the way through the end of the voting process. So New York has brought out some of the sharpest words that we've seen on the Democratic side.
Well, in fact, I want to talk about the fundraising event in California over the weekend. It plays to this notion, you know, protesters there threw dollar bills at Hillary Clinton's motorcade as she was driving to the fundraiser, which was hosted by George Clooney. Extraordinary amount of money being paid by people to even get into this thing. But the actor later told NBC's Chuck Todd that those protesters might have a point.
And they're right to protest. They're absolutely right. It is an obscene amount of money. The Sanders campaign, when they talk about it, is absolutely right. It's ridiculous that we should have this kind of money in politics. I agree.
Well, but and he goes on to say his fundraisers are a necessary evil because of Citizens United, the Supreme Court case that allows all this money. So is that going to play the idea that, you know, we don't like it either on the Clinton side, but we're going to play by these rules because these are the rules right now?
Well, that's the best defense they have. And it is a large amount of money that's being raised in large chunks by Hillary Clinton. But in some ways, it feeds the Bernie Sanders argument because you have that extraordinary concession by a Clinton fundraiser and George Clooney saying, yeah, he's right to be upset about it. And Bernie Sanders has, for better or worse, been offering another way. The small dollar contributions, he likes to say $27 on average at a time as opposed to the $30,000 it takes to get a ticket at an event like that. There is another argument, and that's why you see the power of the Sanders supporters throughout this process. They continue to be quite fired up.
Well, and how powerful are they? Which poll do you pick? Because some show the race really tightening. You know, what do you think it is still Hillary Clinton's to win?
I think Hillary Clinton is likely to win here based on that polling. And keep in mind right now, Hillary Clinton is winning the game. And so Bernie Sanders needs to not just win, but win big. That's unlikely to happen in New York. And the argument gets harder and harder. So even as these words continue to fly, and clearly so many voters that want to have their say, the fact is Hillary Clinton has a commanding lead in terms of votes, in terms of delegates. She's overwhelmingly likely to be the nominee.
And what does that mean on the Democratic side? People are starting to talk more and more about two contested conventions.
That's right. And I've talked to Sanders' campaign manager on it. And he says if Hillary Clinton doesn't go in with a majority just of pledged delegates, they will consider that
not even the superdelegates.
Not the superdelegates. Doesn't count them because they could change their mind conceivably. They will count that as a contested convention. They will go all the way to Philadelphia. It may not look the same as what happens to the Republicans in Cleveland a week earlier, but it would be quite a nasty scene. Of course, 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton had that option. And she strongly considered going all the way through the convention. She ultimately did consider concede the race to Barack Obama, cast her vote as a superdelegate, nominated Barack Obama, started that process of healing. It suggests that it may not happen to the Democratic side until after their convention in Philly.
Okay, we have to note also Ohio's Governor John Kasich has been doggedly plowing through the city, eating various things, although he ate pizza with a fork, which was a problem. Is he right to think, if I just wait it out, if we get to a contested convention, Donald Trump does not have the majority, the party decides, you know what, we don't want Trump or Cruz. They change the rules. They do what parties do when it gets to convention time. Is John Kasich right to think, then I'll be there?
On one level, it's silly because he's saying, look, I'm the best equipped to win because I'm losing over and over again. He hasn't won a delegate in a month. He's still behind Marco Rubio, who's been out of the race for weeks now in the delegate count. On the other hand, if we get to a contested convention, all bets are off. So why not stay in the race? Why not continue to accumulate delegates? If we are going to be in a situation where neither Ted Cruz nor Donald Trump has the majority, the convention could turn to someone else. John Kasich's argument is, why not me?
Just go out there and get a big sloppy piece of like Ray's pizza and let the oil drip on you. Fold it up, eat it not with a fork. Rick Klein, I'm political director of ABC News. Thank you so much.
I'm going for a corned beef sandwich, but thank you, Robin.
Tuna on rye.
Deal.